This is TWiT.
Now on to a few more stories we're following today. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying the Dragon cargo capsule successfully launched this afternoon. The Dragon spacecraft made it safely into orbit, carrying supplies to the International Space Station. But according to a tweet from SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, the Falcon 9 rocket didn't quite stick the landing. The rocket landed on the drone ship, but the landing was too hard for survival. In case you're wondering why it was important for the rocket to come back in one piece, I've got three words for you: reduce, reuse, recycle. Also, rockets are really, really expensive. And speaking of ill-fated missions, Ars Technica reports that the crew of Apollo 13 have now been immortalized in a collector's set of Lego minifigures. These Lego celebrate the 45th anniversary of the Apollo 13 mission launch, which happens this Friday. Fun fact, the plural of Lego is Lego. Who knew? You probably did. According to the Android developer blog, Google Play will offer a new program called Designed for Families. It will give people a way to opt in to a more family-friendly Android app store that will only include apps that meet specific requirements. Now, this is an interesting move on Google's part and one that Apple might consider, especially since they've recently been criticized about the fact that the iOS app store is perhaps too family-friendly, with a review process that seems to exclude some apps entirely based on a somewhat random moral code. Now, Netflix just expanded their accessibility options. The company announced today that they would start adding audio descriptors for the visually impaired on select titles, beginning with their hit original series, Daredevil. Why Daredevil and not The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, you might ask? You might ask if you haven't yet gotten around to watching Daredevil or you're not familiar with the story. Daredevil features a visually impaired main character, and when the show premiered on Friday without audio descriptions, fans took to Twitter and change.org to complain. And Netflix, to their credit, was quick to respond. The company says audio descriptions will also soon be available on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, House of Cards, and other major original Netflix shows, as well as select other shows and movies. Audio descriptions are narrations of what's currently going on the screen, including facial expressions, physical actions, descriptions of costume, scene changes, and more. I think we have a clip. It might be a spoiler of Daredevil. It might not. It's just the title credits, but we have a clip to show you of what they sound like.
In a blood-red fog are images of a skyscraper, a broken fragment of a suspension bridge, a city skyline, a church steeple, and an angel. All drizzled with a thick red liquid. As it pours into a vat, an image of a horned deity rises from the liquid. Written by Drew Goddard. It half glances over its glistening, muscular red shoulders.
Directed. So those are the descriptions. They're very descriptive. You have to turn them on to be hearing that. Otherwise, it's just the music. And finally, have you pressed the Reddit button yet? What's your flare color? Do you regret pressing the button? Do you have no idea what I'm talking about? Let me try to explain. On April Fool's Day, the social networking site Reddit posted a blog entry that contained a button and said, when this post is 10 minutes old, a button and a timer will become active. The post went on to explain that the timer, the button explains nothing, by the way. The timer next to the button counts down from 60 seconds and starts over every time someone clicks the button. It warned that you could only click the button once. And if you hadn't created an account before April 1st, 2015, you weren't allowed to click the button at all. What has happened in the last 2 weeks since this button was posted is nothing short of a bizarre social experiment spawning clans, conspiracy theories, and competitive status symbols that rival that of your chosen Apple Watch band. As I write this, the button has been pushed over 740,000 times. Now, if you choose to push the button, you'll be given a color according to what time you clicked it in the 60-second countdown. The color appears in a little dot next to your name. Purple is for the people who couldn't wait for the clock to go under 50 seconds. The longer you wait, the better your status, according to the internets. According to the Washington Post, the clock has never dropped below 27 seconds. I have not clicked the button yet, but I really want to. I really want to. Also, I'm considering selling my login information to the highest bidder. Get in contact with me if you're interested, if you purples know who you are.